This is Bill from Sandown.
Bill, do you live at home?
Yeah, I do.
With your parents?
Yeah.
How old are you?
47 years old.
You're 47?
Yeah.
Have you ever moved out?
Oh, yeah.
What made you go back?
Well, started out, I moved in with them to save money so we could buy a parcel of land to put two homes on.
Okay.
And then I wound up having a terrible accident, which partially paralyzed me for a while. And so that completely changed the dynamics.
Yeah, and I'm sure medical bills and stuff from the accident, that how could you possibly be on mortgage, utilities, if something happened? What if your hot water heater broke, you know what I mean, or something happened?
Exactly, and when you're on disability, you might as well forget it.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you for checking in this morning.
You take care.
All right, thanks, Bill. See, it's interesting, isn't it? And I guess, like, in my head, it's one of those things that as soon as you got a chance to kind of, like, leave home. And
you left.
And you don't go. You didn't go back. I mean, I was out of the house reasonably quick. So for me, it kind of seems weird that, you know, that people stay at home that much longer.
I think it's one thing when you come in, like Bill just said, you come into medical expenses and there's something unexpected that comes along. But now they're saying, it's Pew Research Center, that a third of young adults, 18 to 34, live with their parents because they cannot afford to live on their own. It's the first time in more than 130 years that a third of people are living with their parents.
Just insane. Mm-hmm. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kayla. How are you guys?
Morning,
Good morning,
Kayla.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I have one of each. My daughter, as soon as she graduated from UD, she moved to Hawaii. And then I have a son. As soon as he came back from Afghanistan, he stayed with me. So my son is with me, and he lives at home, but it's not kind of like, oh, he's getting the best of, oh, warm meals or laundry done. No. He lives at home. He pays his bills. He helps with, groceries and pays.
Do you charge him rent?
No, I don't charge him rent, but he does chores. He vacuums,
right,
he cleans bathroom, that kind of stuff.
So he helps you out.
He's not a freeloader.
Yeah, do you think he'd be able to afford to live on his own?
No, I don't think so.
Is he still in the military?
Yes, for one more year.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that sad that somebody in the military couldn't afford to live on their own?
It's very
Correct.
Sad.
It is. All right,
it's very sad, yes.
Kayla, thank you for checking in.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Kayla.
You have McDonald's workers picketing for $15 an hour, but we have people in the military who can't afford to live on their own.
That's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, put some things in perspective. If you want to be part of the show, you can tweet us at PetchNamie or 424-1234.
Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Michael, the beer guy.
Hey, Michael,
the beer guy. What's going on this morning, Michael?
Not much. On my way to work. Hey, I was just calling because of the last caller, and I'm not trying to put her down or anything, but I was in the military for 21 years. I left when I was 18. I've never been home living with mom and dad again. But they must be guard or reserves, because when you're active duty Air Force, especially Air Force, they give you dorms right off the bat. So there's no way that individual is still living home with mom unless he's guard or reserve. If he's active duty, he'll be on base in the dorms. They give you all that. And like you said, still living in being in the military and the money-wise.
They give it to you, or you have to pay rent for it? Do you pay subsidized?
No, you get a room. You get, if you're a single airman, you're not, and then again, too, even if you're not a single airman, you get a allowance for housing.
Okay.
Get a housing allowance.
Yeah, I don't know. My friends in the Army, they were down in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and they lived on base because it was cheaper. They were married, was a kid, a little boy, and then they were talking about moving off base, but they had said this was years ago, but they said they couldn't afford it. They would give them a credit towards housing off base, but it was cheaper for them to live on.
You are correct on that. They do give you a certain amount. But if you were living, if you want to live in a bigger house or something like that, they give you what is affordable in that area for your rank.
Okay.
So if you could still get a good 2-3-bedroom house on that amount of money, it's just some people want to get 4 or 5 bedrooms and live above their means.
Yeah. Michael, what are you doing this weekend? It's holiday weekend, Memorial Day. Got any plans?
Nothing big. Maybe going a little fishing and crabbing. That's about it. But I don't want to go too much towards the beaches because all the crazy
all the traffic. You're gonna try to avoid it.
Well, we were saying this earlier on though, because the weather's been so horrible. Like people have got cabin fever. You know, Lewis, Rehoboth, Ocean City, all those areas are going to be a disaster this weekend. You just know.
Oh, they're going to be crazy. I already have the top off on the Jeep, and I'm not one of them crazy guys. And my wife does drive the Jeep too, Amy.
You might not be a crazy guy, but that's a signal of a crazy chick. What's in the beer cooler? Anything good lined up?
Well, a bunch of my dogfish head, of course.
All right, nice.
Of course.
Well, Michael, have a great holiday weekend, and thanks for checking in, man.
You guys too. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.